This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Syndicated talk show host, Stu Peters, does a great job on Fridays. He's about to take over. I'm Alan Schultz. Owen Schroer will be reporting live from the border, 3 to 6 p.m. I'm about to go on a plane and be down there in a few hours. As we speak, I'm going to leave here, drive over, get on a plane. I'll be there at 5 or 6 tonight. But I see this. You know, I'm not happy when a black kid dies, a white kid dies. I don't care. Asian, whatever. I see a human. But, man, every day I see the mainstream media, the corporate globalists that are robbing us, destroying us, engage in deception. So here's a new article. It's on InfoWars.com. CBS deceptively edits gun out of Adam Toledo's body cam footage. So there's two black kids, like 13 and whatever, 14, shooting guns at passing cars. The cops get called. You know, black people called them. And the kid's waving guns around. He gets shot and killed. So what does CBS do? They edit out the video of the gun. God almighty, man. This is the establishment claiming they're woke, claiming they're trying to save people, and then editing out that people are pointing guns at you. I'm surprised only one person's gotten killed in Minnesota after 5 days of insane rampaging. You know, it's just incredible. But these people do this because they've gotten away with it. I'm not talking about the poor black kid that's dead. You know, he's taught that's cool, go out and do it. It's the media trying to cover it up so they can have new riots over these cops. And I'm not a sadistic person. But what if the police unions got together and just said, we're not going to respond to these neighborhoods anymore? Well, that's wrong to the old lady who happens to be black who's getting raped or robbed. That's wrong to the store getting robbed. It's actually the black folks who'll tell you, calling people in their neighborhoods to try to protect them. But the Democrats go one further. They want your guns while they have bodyguards and don't want you to be able to protect yourself. You know, in Minneapolis, it happened last year, they cut the funding of the police massively, and then they hired for millions of dollars private bodyguards 24/7 for the city council. And they didn't see any irony in that. They didn't see any paradox. They saw nothing. So I'm not going to kiss the police's ass because I've run into overzealous ones that have been jerks to me. Nobody's perfect. People are people. Some cops are great. Some are bad. It's our system. It's due process. But I would not want the police job. If it paid $100,000 a year instead of about $55,000 on average, I would not take it. Because the society is collapsing. But I still thank the officers that still do the job, because if they weren't there, especially in areas where they've taken the guns, like Chicago and Detroit and Maryland, you know, all these places, Baltimore, can you imagine in Chicago if there weren't police with all this going on? But, you know, it would kind of burn itself out in a few months, though. You'd have hundreds of thousands dead. There would probably wouldn't be one white person killing a black person. It's so sad. All right, we'll be filing reports Saturday. I'm going to the border at band.video and InfoWars.com. Syndicated radio host Stu Peters is about to take over. Real Stu Peters on Twitter. And, of course, other websites you can find and check out, where he's doing a great job. And you've got the War Room coming up today at 3 p.m. and just about an hour from now. But redvoicemedia.com is Stu Peters' website. Please don't forget, I pay my crew well. We have satellite uplinks, our own servers, our own systems. Mike Lindell's launching his own big thing next week. I'm giving it total support. He spent $10 million trying to launch that. It takes money to do this on your own. So we need money. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. The sale on Vitamineral Fusion ends Sunday. Winter Sun, all the critical for your immune system. We also have the lung cleanse, and we also have in-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And people wanted it back in print. I printed 20,000 of them. They've almost already sold out. It covers the entire globalist agenda. All right. We got Stu Peters about to take over for the next 55 minutes. And then Owen Schroer from the epicenter of the $530 million no-bid contract illegal alien smuggling center. And in about 3 hours, I'll be on the ground covering it all. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Doesn't want the truth out there, of course. As you know, the New York Post story about the Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Kahn Cullors, who went on a $3.2 million real estate spending spree, landing herself right in the middle of a neighborhood consisting of over 88% white people. The irony. We're going to get to that because there's a lot to talk about there. As a matter of fact, I don't know how deep we really have to dive there. You're an educated people. You can see that hypocrisy as it stares us right in the face. But that's because we think on our own. We use facts over feelings, truth over lies. We deal with reality, not fantasy, and we aren't buying into the lies intended for the division. As the sworn enemy to America attempts to use civil unrest for all-out war to topple our entire political system and install an authoritarian rule where everyone is subservient to the state. We know this, but these are her sworn enemies. These are the people that Patrice Kahn Cullors claims to have been oppressed by for her entire life. These are the people that she blames for the struggles of impoverished black people and minorities in the United States. These are the people that she blames for blacks being killed by police officers across the country, as she ignores the fact that almost every single one of them is a career criminal. These people are getting shot by the police, are dying by the swords that they live by. I'm not in any way suggesting that the loss of any life isn't completely tragic, but I'm not going to sit here and apologize for acknowledging that prior to the shooting of, say, Dante Wright, for example, in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Wright was just living the normal day-to-day, everyday life of a career criminal, chasing fast cash, gangbanging, selling and using street drugs. And BLM and anyone else that's victimizing Wright or making him a martyr for blacks is an ignorant fool that's been manipulated by the rich elite white people running the successful PSYOP from the highest levels of our government. BLM doesn't want to talk about Patrice Kahn Cullors and her new real estate acquisitions, but they also don't want to talk about Dante Wright's criminal history. They don't want to talk about him pressing a gun into the body of a robbery victim as he demanded that they give up their possessions. They don't want to talk about that. He was a violent criminal, and the fact is, the world is a better place in his absence. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I heard one guy, a conservative at that, immediately going after the cop. And here's what I'll say to these people. What happened to due process? I mean, a city manager in that city was fired by the mayor for even mentioning that the officer was entitled to due process in America. Can you imagine that? Now, from a race-baiting, fact-denying, low-life parasite like this mayor, I expect that. From CNN, from MSNBC, and the rest of the bought and paid for major broadcast networks, the state-controlled communist media, this is the narrative that I expect to hear, and it doesn't surprise me when I hear them talking like that. But conservatives, get your mind right. That cop worked in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota for 26 years. Brooklyn Center, for those of you that don't know, is an extension of North Minneapolis. And I can reasonably assert, because of my experience, that the majority of suspects and complainants that that officer dealt with in her almost three decades as a cop were black people. These are facts. Put your feelings in your back pocket for a second. This is being called intentional now. This appears to have been a mistake and a tragic one, albeit. One person will never breathe again because of that shooting, and I'm not minimizing that, but the actions of Dante Wright are directly responsible for the end result. And he's dead solely because he was a violent criminal that carried and used guns to commit heinous crimes against persons. He resisted arrest. He attempted to jump back into a vehicle, which could have resulted in imminent great bodily harm or death to any of those cops at that scene or any innocent bystander that happened to be in the immediate area, period. And we don't know what was in that car. We don't know if those officers had information from a confidential informant that that gun-toting gangbanger called Dante Wright kept his weapon underneath that driver's seat. We just don't know. But here's what we do know. The absence of due process is necessary for the absence of the rule of law. And the absence of the rule of law is necessary for the installation of a totalitarian rule. On another day, the talk can be had about underqualified people being pushed into positions of stature, positions of authority, positions of leadership based on their gender or the color of their skin. This whole woke thing is out of control. And if you ask for my personal opinion, I'll just tell you, affirmative action has done more to harm the success of individuals, businesses, and this country than it has done good. Again, that's a conversation we can have a whole other day, and I would entertain taking callers right here on Bandness.tv. I'll do it next Friday if you want me to. Hearing from anyone or arguing that point until I'm blue in the face, because I'm not dealing with simply little lovey-dovey feelings here. I'm dealing with facts, and nobody's entitled to their own set of facts. So we have to discuss the narratives, because in order to recognize the hostile takeover of our country, we have to be able to identify the enemy, and Black Lives Matter is an enemy of America, plain and simple. Antifa is an enemy of freedom and wants to destroy our republic. They're fascists. It's important to understand their history. This group was formed in the 1930s in communist Germany. Look into it. It's important. You'll understand a whole lot more. People, these are not, what do they call themselves? Do-gooders. These aren't people that care about black people. We know that. Patrice Cotton Cullors is not a person that genuinely cares about struggling minorities in urban ghettos. And the same applies to people like Ibram Kendi and anyone else that lives the silver spoon life, multiple degrees, private school educations, married to a doctor, or all of them like him, like Ibram Kendi. He doesn't know what struggling looks like. He never struggled for a day in his life. So Facebook and Black Lives Matter have made it clear that they want to hide. They don't want the public knowing their true colors because this impacts their bottom line. The truth magnifies their lies. The truth exposes their corruption. The truth is that these people are all about compliance through fear and enrichment by the same method. You will contribute to BLM because if you don't, you won't be represented by your elected officials. You won't be represented because they've been manipulated to say certain things to be propelled to higher levels within politics with the same goal as the rest of them. They are self-serving politicians. They're compromised. They're bought and paid for. And these are the people that are controlling your law enforcement. These are the people deciding whether to fund or defund, whether to allocate or not allocate resources for protection in your neighborhoods. And the strings being pulled for these puppets are being manipulated by the fastest growing and most well-funded political beast in the world, and that's Black Lives Matter, the enemy of freedom, the enemy of liberty, the enemy of America. Who wants to get rid of the police? Who wants to wage war on law enforcement? Criminals. Criminals are the only element of any society that would actually wish for law enforcement to be less effective. I mean, argue. I'll wait. Why would any law-abiding citizen want the cops to go away? They wouldn't, and they don't. We don't. Black Lives Matter is a criminal enterprise, and they don't even try to hide from it. But here's where it really gets sick. We've talked about the pedophilia and child sex trafficking going on in Hollywood, and it's no secret that criminals don't investigate criminals, which is why Washington is not going to do a thing about it, because they're implicated as well. They're guilty of the same crimes, and child sex trafficking runs rampant in our government. It all comes back to our kids. These people want to hurt our kids because they're the enemy, and hurting children, the most sacred gifts from God, is the work of the devil. So let's look at the national poster child here for Black Lives Matter. Let's look at this guy who's all over Axios and everywhere else, the guy doing media interviews and featured all over the national advertising for BLM. Here's an investigative report by redvoicemedia.com that the media absolutely will not touch. This will be drowned out and suppressed unless you say something, unless you share it and make people aware. This will go nowhere. But this guy, Chaz Lawrence Neal, featured all over BLM advertising, was just arrested in Minneapolis on a warrant stemming from sex with minors. This is the guy the criminals want to prop up right out in front of the wide open. Multiple arrests stemming from sex abuse of kids. The people burning down your city, looting your corner store, the people assaulting the police and assassinating cops across the country, targeting your neighborhoods, the minority of the minority screwing it up for the majority of the minority. They don't actually represent black people because they don't care about black people. We already know that they're funding the murder of unborn babies and killing kids in impoverished black and brown neighborhoods across the country every single day. We're going to get into more of that in just a minute. But now they're having sex with your kids. It's your support. Back on Ban This TV, just a minute. My name is Stu Peters.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Com. Now, Facebook and Twitter and the mainstream media won't bring it to your attention if they're actually going to go out of their way to cover it up, to ignore this, to protect these people. We know they're bought and paid for. The communists have taken over and they're coming for our kids, literally. This isn't hyperbole. They're having sex with your kids, these BLM people. You know, according to an article by Cassandra Fairbanks, this is something that we really need to look at over at the Gateway Pundit. We keep talking about the January 6th insurrection. We keep talking about how this thing was a big setup. It was. We're talking about cops being jailed for shooting people, but then in the same breath, we're hearing about an unarmed patriot, a Trump supporter called Ashley Babbitt, that was allegedly, we're being told, shot by a cop in the Capitol building. In the Capitol building. That cop has yet to be identified. Not only that, but there will be no charges against the cop that supposedly shot this unarmed Ashley Babbitt. Now, we talked on my show, Patriotically Correct, with Lauren Witzke, who gave a first-person account of what happened on the Capitol grounds after having her segment cut on other networks, supposedly conservative networks. When she tried to sound the alarm about that, she said that she was 100% confident that the violence was incited by Pelosi and Schumer, who used the Capitol Police to do it. When you take a look at the facts, cities across America are burning because violent criminals are dying after having contact with cops. But the officer that supposedly shot Ashley Babbitt, a veteran of the United States Armed Forces, a Trump-supporting patriot, has yet to be named and won't be. This is a big deal, but it gets even bigger. Because after that shot, all of the cops just walked away. Someone ordered those cops to walk away. This is dirty as hell. And even the New York Times is admitting the cops were ordered to stand down, yet the DOJ and the FBI are out here harassing, tracking down fervently, arresting, indicting innocent Americans. The police invited these people into the building. They walked through a door opened by authority figures and are now being labeled terrorists, facing significant and serious jail time, prison time. We talked to a journalist on Patriotically Correct. It's over at redvoicemedia.com. His name is Sean Witzman. He's going through this. He was just there documenting it all. Recording everything. This is a big deal. And there are thousands of stories like this. Why isn't the media telling you about Felicia Canole? Do you know who that is? Well, going back to this, the story that I was talking about in the Gateway Pundit that Cassandra Fairbanks put out, nobody would have ever known about it had it not been for this article. But Felicia, she was involved with a really bad, a bad car accident. And she was almost killed. She had her whole face ripped off. And she started traveling the country now with her brother. Her and her brother are, you know, driving around, and they heard that the president was going to be speaking on the 6th of January. And so they took a detour and they went there. Felicia walked inside of an open door, a door that was already open, was in there very briefly, and then walked back out. She has been, her story is absolutely incredible, and she joins us right now. Felicia, welcome to the Alex Jones Show, bandthis.tv.
Hello.
Tell us about what happened. The FBI in a Gestapo-style raid has now raided the company. Took you to jail. This
business. Yeah. So on February 11th, I was woken from my sleep. There was a dozen fully armed FBI agents specifically blocking off my entire road with their vehicles and surrounding my house. They took me out at gunpoint and then proceeded to take me to their compound and then to a local private prison.
Okay, so they took you to prison. You're looking at 36 years in prison. You've been a single public for the last 2 years. jobs. You were in a serious accident that almost broke your vertebrae. And so now you're looking at these 36 years. You walk in and out of an open door. But most importantly here, what I took away from our conversation previously was that you left what you thought was a peaceful rally, and then you got back to your hotel room. And what happened when you got back to your hotel room? What did you see when you turned on the TV?
Well, people knew that I was there, so I turned on the TV, and my phone started, since it received service again. There was no service for anyone that entire time there, so no one knew what was going on. But immediately upon returning to my hotel, before their curfew of 6 p.m. or something was even started, the news had already had photos, they already had a story out, and it was shell-shocking to see the difference of what was experienced in person and what the news is putting out there. Still, currently, the story hasn't changed.
We're trying to battle with some sort of an audio deal here, and I don't know what that buzzing is that we're hearing, but we're going to do our best to work through this because your story is really important. So you get back to your hotel room, and this thing has already – they've already manipulated. They've already put together an entire story about how violent this thing was and about how there was this huge insurrection and basically painting Trump supporters as this group of heathens that just took over the Capitol building, completely interrupted Congress. But really what they were doing was – they were trying to cover for a meeting that they really wanted to not have, that they wanted to be interrupted, and that was the certification of a completely fraudulent election. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. And the people, it's just nothing makes sense. And you can do as much research as you want, and the more research you do, the more contradictions you find.
So if you had a microphone and you were to tell the entire world right now about your experience and the takeaway from it, you're looking at 36 years in prison for going on a road trip with your brother. You've done nothing criminal. You have never hurt anybody. You've never previously been arrested in your entire life. This is the first time that you were in jail. You were taken to a private prison. You weren't allowed a phone call. You weren't allowed a shower for 5 days. If you had a microphone that you could tell the entire world about your experience right now, what would you tell everybody about this?
I think that's a hard one. There's a lot. People need to take action, and I don't mean violently. I mean with their voice. We still have our amendments, and we still have freedom of speech. It's being censored, but don't let that deter you. Call your representatives. Do things other than social media. Like, speak out. It's all my friends that have seen what has happened to me tell me how shocked they are. They're like, if this can happen to you, this can happen to me. And that's exactly right. If it wasn't me, it's going to be somebody else. And it will be somebody else tomorrow and the day after.
Silencing of political opposition is what this is. And your story is incredible. I mean, it's unfathomable that this is happening. But the really scary part here, Felicia, is that this is happening to thousands of people. There are thousands of people in your shoes, really. We were able to track you down to make this appearance. But, you know, I don't think that people really quite understand the full magnitude of what is going on here, that this is a complete psyop being perpetuated on the American people that has twisted and manipulated the facts surrounding what happened on the 6th of January. They were talking about impeaching a president based on speech that incited violence when he specifically said out of his mouth to be peaceful and patriotic. When you heard him say to be peaceful and patriotic, did you somehow take that as go be violent and take over the Capitol building, interrupt Congress and shut down the meeting?
No, and his speech, I don't think, according to the timeline, had even ended before the original breach.
Yeah. Hang on just a couple of seconds, because we're going to come back and talk to you just a little bit more. There's some other really gruesome and gory details about the story for Felicia here in a way that you can help her out as we come back with more of the Alex Jones Show at BanThis.tv. My name is Stu Peters from Red Voice Media. We'll be right back.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew. that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, then we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters from RedVoiceMedia.com here with Felicia Canold, who had a Gestapo-style raid. Dozens of FBI agents took her out of her bed at gunpoint, in her pajamas, ARs in her face. She's never been to jail before. She's not a criminal. She walked through an open door at the Capitol on the 6th of January, battling with some audio issues here, but welcome back to Badness.TV. We know that they're lying. We know that it's fake. We know that it was a setup. And, you know, the globalists have also impacted crowdfunding for people that are in her position, making it impossible for her to get legal representation, making it impossible for people like her to get any kind of relief or freedom whatsoever. While at the same time, Kamala Harris, you know, when she was a candidate, she was, directing people to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to get rioters out of jail, people that are actually hurting people, burning down your city, taking your corner stores out, assaulting people in their alleyways, targeting and assassinating police officers. All over the country, we see the hypocrisy from the radicals that are wanting to take over our country. So to help her out, her crowdfunding, by the way, has been taken down. So the GoFundMe people and all these people from these different places, they've taken down her thing. They've made it impossible for her to raise money, for her to get some help from legal counsel. So if you want to help Felicia, that you have a Venmo that was set up, and that is Felicia-Knold, K-O-N-O-L-D, dash one. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that we were battling with some of these audio issues, and I just want to make sure that people get your help and get help to you if they should feel that that is something that they can do. Because what you're going through, obviously, is a horrible representation of the attack on our freedom, the attack on our democracy, and the attack on conservatives as they try to choke out every last remaining pro-conservative, pro-freedom, pro-liberty voice that is here, and it's specifically Christians. So God bless you, and we will be thinking a lot about you and following up on your story as it continues. Appreciate it. What we also know about the lying and fake news mainstream media, the state-controlled Communist Party-funded radical and narcissistic Don Lemons and Chris Cuomos of the world won't tell you about the shocking reality surrounding the dangers associated with the so-called COVID vaccine. They'll ignore, suppress, and refuse to report on the deadly side effects being experienced by so many Americans after subjecting themselves to the jab, rolling the dice with an unproven cocktail injection into their bloodstream. So for those of you that say that you did the research before you got the injection, I need to warn you, you are the research. Now, I've talked about some of this over at redvoicemedia.com with Dr. Jane Ruby, who in just one day the other day on my program, Patriotically Correct, revealed a dozen men that experienced blood clots after getting their second shot, despite the lying troll, Dr. Fauci, the highest paid bureaucrat, by the way, in our entire governmental system, who has a financial stake in the game, telling us that only women that have taken birth control are being effective. That's a lie. Dr. Jane Ruby is here with us now. She's an international health economist, and she's an author as well as a troublemaker in Washington as an insider. Dr. Ruby, thanks a lot for being here. We really appreciate it. You have discovered a lot of things with this injection, with this so-called vaccine, with the stab, that are just not true. Tell us what you've learned.
Stu, I'm going to tell you that the whole thing is a lie. The entire issue around these so-called vaccines. This is an incredibly dangerous time for the American people. The entire CDC website that I've combed over the last few days, just to get updated, is a complete and total lie. What do I mean by that? First of all, we learned from the Harvard study that less than 1% of all people are reporting these so-called COVID vaccine reactions. On top of that, we have 60,000 that have been reported. So if we're only getting 1%, you can imagine how dangerous these injections, these experimental injections are. And let me give you another stat that I think is really chilling. In the last 13 years, in these injections for all kinds of flu vaccines, there were about 3,000 deaths in the United States. And now we're learning that just since December, these so-called COVID experimental injections have resulted in over 3,000 deaths just in these few months. So we are really in dangerous territory. I've been pleading with people to wait and hold off.
All right, so let's talk about this. We now know that there are dozens, thousands, 60,000, you're saying, people adversely affected. That's the ones that we know about. Now, we also know that deaths associated with COVID-19, these numbers are fake. They've been a lie. Now, we do know that people are dying with COVID-19. We understand that. But, I mean, there were people from Milwaukee, whistleblowers, coming forward saying, hey, providers here, healthcare providers, are labeling these COVID deaths, even in a complete absence of a COVID test. They just say, well, this person had COVID-like symptoms, and they label them a COVID death. So my thing has always been follow the money. I mean, as a bail enforcement bounty hunter guy, when you're looking to track somebody down, or if you want to find somebody who's guilty or see if somebody had some nefarious involvement in something, all you have to do is look for who had what to gain, who had a stake in the game, who could benefit, who had the motive to do this. So we know that Big Pharma has a lot to gain. That's why they're up on Capitol Hill lobbying to get, not one injection, but two. And now we're seeing another guy come out here saying, well, there might be a third injection that you need. And then you look around the globe and you see all these other strains, these new strains of this COVID coming out. So what we fear is that if there was a 99.98% survival rate, or give or take, whatever the actual number is, Dr. Ruby, I guess I don't know for certain, but whatever that number is, it's high. There's a real good chance that you can beat and recover from this COVID-19 thing if you get it. Now they're trying to scare us with these new strains, saying that, well, kids could now be potentially infected by this. Kids could be adversely affected. Kids are at great risk because they're coming after our kids because they know that that's what pulls our heartstrings. So to this, you say what?
Oh my gosh, children should not be getting this vaccine. Children have not been tested in these vaccine trials, which, by the way, are still ongoing. This is critically dangerous. Children have an almost 100% chance of recovery. You would never take the chance of getting a vaccine for something like strep throat, would you? Why? Because A, there are treatments for it. You can take penicillin or tetracycline or some other antibiotic. We have curative treatments. 500,000 people did not have to die in this nation. We had HCQ and ivermectin, which are safe, years of safety data, and perfectly fine in terms of curative treatments. So these vaccines, listen, Stu, we're getting news in the last few days alone. Mammograms by the thousands are coming up positive for lumps and unusual lymphatic lymph node enlargement. We're seeing brain, lung, and leg clots from all of these different companies. It's just incredible. People are getting shingles where they've never had it before, and they're not at risk for it. So I got to tell you, Stu, it's not about the short term. It's about the long term. And this is genetic engineering. I want everybody to understand, not any one of these so-called experimental injections are safe. All of them modify permanently your genetic makeup. It's irreversible. You can never do anything about it. You can't get it out of your system. The last thing we want to do is to give this to children who have almost 100% chance of surviving. But more than that, they will be damaged for life if they even live a normal lifespan. This is an all call.
About how you've been out here talking about the survival rate. You've also alluded to this vaccination as not necessarily being a vaccination. You have said that what this is some sort of a cocktail that tricks your body. It tricks your body into believing that you have COVID all the time. Something that you inject into your bloodstream like that. And then in addition to that, we've looked at testing. We have debunked the reliability of the so-called PCR test. The inventor of that test way back when was on film saying that Fauci was a liar back then. And there's a lot more to cover on this, including President Donald J. Trump and his push for this vaccination. Now, originally, there was obviously political motivation as well as safety motivation to get some sort of a vaccination to the public. But I want to hold you over here to come in with our final segment, because there's so much more to cover with this as we come back. Owen Schroyer is down at the border. Alex Jones is on his way to Ground Zero right now. They're going to bring you that report right here at BanThis.tv, and we will be back on the Alex Jones Show right after this. Stick around. My name is Stu Peters.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
City Grace Act with loans and terminal data. Voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter. License in all 50 states. Analyst consumer access. Federal number 33.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
She's going to be the official doctor of everything redvoicemedia.com, Dr. Jane Ruby, joining us with an emergency warning for all of us that we really suspected that there was a reason for the push for this vaccination. Obviously, it all comes down to money, compliance, and control. And folks, we know that the one way to control people, the masses, people that would normally never do certain things, can be coerced into doing certain things when they're feeling the fear emotion. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters, redvoicemedia.com, bandness.tv. Deaths following the vaccination. Now, this is some information that Dr. Ruby had sent me before, and I think that it's really important that I go over this. Now, this goes all the way back to August 1st through December 31st of 2007, where there was 150 deaths following vaccinations. Now, this number kind of creeps up a little bit until you get into, you know, 2019. Okay, in 18, there was 172 deaths. And then in 2019, there was 196 deaths. In 2020, between January 1st and November 30th, deaths following vaccinations was down to 96 deaths. Now, listen here, folks. Here's where this gets really, this is where it gets really scary. August 1st, 2007 or November 30th, 2020, in 13 plus years, total all vaccine deaths was 3,001. Okay, that's for 13 plus years. From 2007 to 2020, deaths following vaccinations, follow me here, 3,000 deaths, all right? Now, December 1st, 2020 until April 13th, what is that, just 3 days ago, 4 months, there has been 3,005 deaths, according to the information that I was sent by Dr. Ruby. That is, in 4 months, folks, more deaths in 4 months after the COVID-19 vaccination, so-called vaccine rollout, there is as many deaths, more deaths in those 4 months than there has been in the last 13 plus years. Back with us now is Dr. Jane Ruby. She's an international health economist. You can find her obviously at drjaneruby.com. This is some really scary stuff for the world to understand. Now, we have talked before about some of this. You were on my show, Patriotically Correct. We talked at that point, that day, you had discovered that there were 12 men, specifically in the Palm Beach County area, or the Palm Beach area, and it's a place of interest for you just because of your geographical location. But more so, you looked into this because Fauci was out here telling us all, listen, be cautious, fine, but get the vaccine. The vaccine is safe, and this is, we don't think that this has anything to do with the vaccine, because research is showing us that the people that are being impacted by these blood clots are specifically females who have ingested oral contraceptives. So then you started digging into this a little bit, and it didn't take you long to figure out that that's another lie, and that the media is suppressing, covering up the lie. And that they're telling you to go get this. I mean, this isn't something that's just exclusive, by the way, to the MSNBCs and the CNNs and the radical liberal left communist state-controlled media. I mean, we're watching conservative networks that have doctors out here, Dr. Ruby, that are saying it's a very effective vaccine. Go get the vaccine. So to those people, you say what?
It's a shame to say it, Stu, but I'm, as a medical professional myself, I'm going to call out a great number of medical providers who are, for some reason, colluding. They are making statements that these side effects are not connected to the vaccines, and they know full well that they have no way of really knowing that. They're telling people, just like the CDC website, when I tell you the lies are everywhere, the entire CDC website is telling people it's safe, that you will get some side effects, but they're normal. This is just insanity, Stu. It's just dangerous, and somehow we've got to stop it. I'm asking people to wait. I see, as you mentioned earlier, President Trump, you know, wanting to associate himself with this. Maybe in the beginning that was a good thing for him because he wanted to show that he was doing all kinds of things, and I applaud him for that. But I implore him right now, if he ever gets any wind of this, stop associating yourself with this because no one knows the long-term effects. It doesn't matter what the short-term effects are. With the regular flu vaccine, you can get a few, you know, fever or some aches and pains, and then you're fine after that. And you can actually detoxify from those vaccines. You can't do this with that. And I'm not so focused on the short-term. What President Trump has not been aware of, because we don't have the information yet, because we're still running the trials, is that we don't know what
the long-term. And the reason why we have to focus on the long-term is because of our kids. Now, any person that has values, any person that was raised, you know, by a mother and a father who, you know, instill core values and morals into us, teaches us from a very young age that the most precious gift from God is your kids. They treated you like that, hopefully. If they didn't and you were less fortunate, hopefully you have found that in some way else. But as a parent, as a father of three kids, that, I mean, I would protect them with my life. I would trade without even thinking about it. I would jump in front of a speeding Amtrak train or a bullet any day of the week, come hell or high water. I would never let anything bad happen to my kids without even thinking about it. They are our number one, our top priority. We spend our entire lives setting up a financial future for our kids, what we're going to leave for our kids, what we're going to leave for our grandkids. We have to think now a lot about the republic that we're leaving them as we're watching the unthinkable. I mean, the things, Dr. Ruby, that are happening outside of medicine. You know, with the insurrection on the 6th of January, with the media doing everything that they're doing, with the way that these political groups like Black Lives Matter have been propped up, and now we're looking at a story from RedVoiceMedia.com about their national poster boy, their glory idol here, arrested in Minneapolis very quietly. The media is not going to tell you that he was arrested on a warrant stemming from, you know, having sex with kids. And this is all a big It all comes back kind of to the same thing, this globalist pressure to get at our kids. And I'm telling you that I can see it. I can see it. The writing is on the wall. Now, back when this thing in January and in February of 2020, when this COVID-19 thing was starting and there was this, you know, a little bit of a blurb here and there in the national news media about this this breakout in China with this virus, and it's COVID-19 and it's spreading really quickly across the, you know, the continent of China, you know, Asia and all this other stuff. I said right away, this is going to come here. This is going to come here. It's going to be politicized. It's going to be used as part of the political assassination of President Donald J. Trump. Look, the Steele dossier, the bought and paid for Steele dossier didn't work. The Russia, all the lies. They illegally spied on a sitting president. They spied on a U.S. citizen when he was a campaigning, a U.S. citizen, the President Trump campaign. They spied on that. No accountability there. And all these things that we're talking about that are so fringe. You know, I was called a racist and a bigot because I said this thing was going to be politicized by Nancy Pelosi. I was an insensitive a-hole. I was a total jerk. I was jaded. I was cynical. I was a radio show host saying things for shock value. And look, I was exactly right. And now my prediction is that because this thing did not have this killing off effect that I think a lot of the globalists were looking for, that now they're rounding up round two and they're going to come after our kids. What do you think? I mean, am I over the target here, or am I a conspiracy theorist? Should I go get my tinfoil hat right now?
All the tinfoil hats are off, Stu. You're right over the target. I will go so far as to say, after speaking with some security officials from D.C. who came down here for a private briefing a couple of months ago, I'm being told we are in the middle of a Marxist coup, and I don't think that's a hyperbole anymore at all. We're in the middle of it, and we have a very short window of time to reverse this. What you saw last year, the COVID, the lockdowns, you know, the masks were a training wheels, to be honest with you, for this vaccine. And the vaccine, these experimental injections are actually the training wheels for vaccine passports and complete control by the state. And the destruction of small businesses is really related to making not just individuals, but also businesses, entrepreneurs, wards of the state. Don't kid yourself. This is what we're all involved in right now.
And we don't have Hollywood, as they get out here on these commercials and they tell us all about how before you go into a business, you have to look for this Well Health logo or whatever this thing is. I mean, you got people like, you know, Jennifer Lopez and Lady Gaga, the health experts warning us that if you don't see this decal, well, here's some guy making millions of dollars by manufacturing this decal. And that's what this is all about. You follow the money. This is all about control and compliance through fear. And what they're going to do is they're going to choke out anybody that says, no, I'm not buying this. I don't believe in this. They're not going to get the Well Health thing. They're not going to go subject themselves to the world-ending jab. They're not going to go cover themselves with their face diapers and their muzzles. They're not. They see all of this because when history isn't addressed, when you don't look it right in the eye, it's bound to repeat itself. Dr. Jane Ruby, you know, we really appreciate you being here. If you want more from Dr. Ruby, go to Dr. Jane Ruby, drjaneruby.com. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Owen Schroyer is down at the border. He's at Ground Zero. They're going to be bringing you coverage from there. Alex Jones is on his way there right now. Apparently just caught a flight after he did the first segment here in the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. So make sure that you stick with Infowars.com, Band.video, Bandist.tv for all of those updates as Owen is going to go live here in about 20 seconds as we hand it off to him. He's down at the border for the war room. Make sure to visit me at RedVoiceMedia.com. My name is Stu Peters. It's a pleasure being here every single Friday, and we will not be afraid of the truth at any time. God bless you. Godspeed. Here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Remember, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save that radio.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Again, I don't like to lecture people.